Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, a pleasure to have Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie back with us to round up what's new to watch this weekend. And Owen, as we grow ever closer to Halloween, there's an even more of a sort of a spooky element to our little series here, I think, because this week you have three movies that you're going to share with us, and they're all kind of, well, scary to one extent or another. And we'll begin with this. This is new to Sky and Now, and it's Voyagers, and it's all about a group of teenage astronauts sent on a multi-generational mission in 2063 because basically Earth is not such a good place to live in anymore.
Yeah, basically it's Colin Farrell in space. This is what I'm going to call this.
This is our best chance to find a habitable planet. We breed and raise our own crew. Three. Train them in isolation to prepare them for life in space.
Two.
The voyage will take 86 years.
One.
We're the first generation. We won't ever see the planet. We'll never know what they discover.
It's basically Lords of the Flies, I think, but given like a modern futuristic space injection, I think. And the story goes that the future of humanity is at stake, and a group of young men and women who have been bred for their superior intelligence and obedience, they embark on an expedition and they're on a distant planet. And Colin Farrell's character, Rick, he's kind of in charge of all these young astronauts, and they've all been kind of subdued a little bit. They're all a little bit robotic and muted, and they drink this kind of funny blue liquid after dinner every day, and then probably tell what's going to happen. They discover what it is, kind of muting their personalities and their let's say primitive natures, I'll say that.
Well, it's blue, for heaven's sake. I mean, nothing blue is going to be good for you, really.
So I know, not even Gatorade or, you know, those energy drinks, don't touch them. So yeah, you can kind of imagine what happens then. All sorts of chaos unfolds. It doesn't reinvent the space wheel or anything like that, but it's got a good cast of Ty Sheridan's in there, Fionn Whitehead, and Isaac Hempstead Wright from Game of Thrones. So yeah, if you like space adventures that doesn't involve aliens, you might like this one.
All right, okay, so that's Voyagers on Sky and Now. Now, this one here is something for the whole family. Who doesn't love a good Muppets movie? This is Muppets Haunted Mansion. This is on Disney. And is it Gonzo who is the one who has the challenge of having to spend a night in a haunted house or something?
Welcome to the home of fear and fright, where not all guests survive the night. The lucky souls will live to tell, and those who don't will rot in.
What's the matter with you? You can't say that. This is a family show.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Gonzo gets to take center stage in this one. I think this is the first ever Muppets Halloween special that's ever come out. So it's kind of funny to hear that as well, because they've been around for so many years. Not a groundbreaking storyline, but it involves the Muppets, so we'll let it slide. Gonzo and his friend Pepe, the shrimp, of course, they go into a haunted mansion for a night, and they meet a whole cast of people. There's Will Arnett, he's like the ghost host of the house. John Stamos is in there, and there's loads of other different cameos that appear throughout the house. And yeah, it's wall-to-wall comedy, as you couldn't expect. There's a few musical numbers in there as well. And yeah, if you're looking for like the perfect Halloween title, I think this is up everyone's street, to be honest.
You can't go wrong with the Muppets. I mean, I think there is something seriously wrong with you if you don't enjoy the Muppets, yeah. Really.
What would be your favourite Muppet movie, Carol?
Probably A Christmas Carol. I mean, I actually cried watching that, I have to say. I just love the Muppets. I mean, they're just so funny and they're so fun. Mm-hmm. And particularly if you're feeling in any way down, sling on some Muppets and before you know it, you'll be laughing. Now, the last one, probably less good for the soul, but again, in keeping with the Halloween theme, if you're into slasher movies, this is going to be so up your street. This is a new movie to Netflix this weekend. There's someone inside your house.
Look, it's pretty obvious here. You're a good kid. There's a lot of pressure to be perfect. Sometimes it's easier to be ourselves around strangers than our own friends. You had no relationship with Jackson?
No.
Yeah.
basically Stranger Things, but the modern age, with some added horror and some social commentary in there, and also some Scream elements from the 90s slasher. So the story goes that a girl, she moves to a new town. She's got a kind of murky past and she's running away from. And then, of course, there's a killer on the loose in this new town that she goes to.
Of course there's
definitely a heavily influence from Scream in this, because even the opening sequence is a throwback to it. And yeah,
Is it funny then? A black comedy? Is it scary or what is it?
Yeah, no, I would say it's scary. Like, there might be some elements of comedy in there, but I think it's all out kind of slasher horror. If you're a fan of all those kind of movies from back then, you will love this. There are some jump scares in there, I will say that. And there's kind of the social commentary of the killers after people who have a history on social media that they've forgotten about, but they're getting payback for what they've said online in the past.
A killer with a conscience, with a social conscience, yeah. Anyway. All right.
Yeah, that's it. So it's one of Netflix's new horror releases this year, and it's one of the better ones, I have to say that.
All right. So that's There's Someone Inside Your House, new to Netflix this weekend. Well, there's Halloween sorted out. You know, I'm really looking forward to what you're going to give us next week and as we get closer to Halloween. But just a recap for this week, new to Sky and Now is Voyager's new movie, The Muppets Haunted Mansion on Disney Plus, and then that one, as I said, on Netflix. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, always a pleasure to have you with us, Owen, and we'll look forward to hearing what you're going to share with us again next week.
Thanks, Carol. Enjoy your viewing. Bye.